Well, folks, as we close this show out, we're very excited to have Joanne Condy from our counseling department here in the studio. Hey, Joanne.
Hello.
Always wonderful to have the fabulous Joanne, who's going to answer a question. This is a question on behalf of friends, or we're assuming so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That it's not a cloaked question for themselves. But either way. This is what this listener asks. Two of my friends have been seriously dating for 4 months, but don't envision getting married for at least 5 years. They recently made a list of about 24 relationship health questions, such as, can you imagine yourself growing old with this person? And do you feel loved in this relationship? They decided they'll go through all the questions once a month and track their relationship. Does this sound healthy? Is it possible to talk about a relationship too much?
Well, I really love this question. First of all, I really appreciate that this couple, they're her friends or his friends, are taking the marriage covenant seriously. Too often what we find is that people have strong emotions and strong physical attraction and they rush into something. And so as counselors, we're trying to help them balance their head and their heart. But in this case, they're using their head to intellectually figure out who they should be marrying. Mm-hmm. And I just think 5 years is a really long time. Mm-hmm. And you think about sexual purity, that certainly could be a problem. When you think about research shows that for each the number of times that you're physically together, mm-hmm. you get, evidently, that research shows that you get more and more physically attracted, mm-hmm. and then purity becomes a problem. So I also pondered this as I read that about the fact that we've got 24 questions each month for 5 years. That's 1,440 questions they're going to answer before they say, I do.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And then I would just encourage them to think about the fact is this plan maybe to protect themselves or to protect their own interest, mm-hmm. that they're going to really have it figured out instead of it being a covenant relationship when you're loving others, you're serving others, you're mm-hmm. caring about the other person.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to me, Joanne, because I'm wondering, first of all, like how, you know, it seems like they're being very analytical about this. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you only date for 4 months and decide that you're still going to wait 5 years? I mean, is there something, you know, that one or both of them is doing, like pursuing some schooling or what? I mean, what's right. played into this? But I do think that, you know, there aren't, and we've had, you know, Candace Waters mention this, Scott Croft mentioned this, other writers at Boundless mentioned that there aren't many instances in a relationship where prolonging engagement and prolonging the dating process is really going to be that beneficial
and
to you.
Right.
Beyond a certain amount, I mean, beyond super young age or,
exactly.
you know, something like that. So kind of makes me wonder, but what would be your advice like to this person as a friend? Because I mean, if
sure.
they're going to go, I mean, should they go up to this couple and just be like, wow, what's, you know, what's going on with this timeline or what? How can they appropriately approach it?
I think that. Of course, it's going to depend on how close that relationship is. Mm-hmm. But it would seem at some point someone's going to say, hey, you guys, are you hitched yet? Or have you got a date planned as time goes on?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a close friend, you might even ask them to take the pressure off themselves in trying to figure out that they will intellectually know who they're supposed to marry
mm-hmm.
instead of asking God.
Yeah.
Because God knows all about them.
Right.
God knows about each of their personalities, their temperament, their background. And God's the one that we can look to help guide us because we'll yeah. never have it figured out.
Right, right. Yeah, good point. I mean, we've said this at Boundless before. You will never know enough about a person to really have an ironclad.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to move forward in faith and you're always going to learn more about that person after you get married. And so, you know, there's not a magic number of questions you can ask to be sure, I think.
That's really good. And what you just reminded me of something. You know, it says in the Old Testament to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and do not depend on our own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
Yeah, good point. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for weighing in on this.
Yes.
As always, we love it when our counselors can be part of these questions with us because they hear from folks every day, even some of our own Boundless listeners and readers. So we're grateful for them. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question or any way that we can help you. Also, make sure you are sharing the show with your friends and being part of that and part of sharing the not only the wealth of information we have, but the community as well. So that is it. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.